Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said, "Rulers of the peoples, if we are on trial today about the good works done to a cripple, as to how this man has been cured, be it known to all you and to all the people of Israel that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God has raised from the dead, even in this name does he stand here before you sound. This is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved." Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 2, verse 21. At that time, when 8 days were fulfilled for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Thus far, the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. For there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, one of the greatest abuses of man to God is the abuse of his holy name. Not just a misuse, but abuse. We don't think twice about it. We could be watching a sporting event, and as some form of exclamation, the good Lord's name is used in vain. Remember here, it doesn't just mean in cursing and swearing, but in vain, meaning without reason. How many times have we heard, or perhaps we ourselves, when surprised, will say the good Lord's name, "Oh my," and then we say the good Lord's name. It is here important for us to remember that of the Ten Commandments, it is the second. The first is about false worship. The second is about using the Lord's name in vain. Not just in cursing and swearing, but in vain, meaning without reason. When the good Lord name comes upon our lips, we should use it with reverence and respect. How many times have we heard the good Lord's name, the holy name of Jesus and Mary, and not even bowed our heads? The faithful should bow their heads. Did you know it is a serious offense at Mass when a priest is offering Mass if he doesn't bow his head at the holy name of Jesus? But far too many, they don't even think twice about it because they don't think about it. What does Scripture say? For there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Now, if we really believe that, how would we use his name? One of my favorite prayers at Mass is after I have consumed the sacred host and before consuming the chalice, is that prayer. It says, "What return shall I make to the Lord for all that he has given to me? I shall call upon the name of the Lord, and I shall be saved from my enemies." Now, either those are words that just run off our lips, or we really believe them. And if we really believe them, then they should affect us. Our prayers, far too often, are just lip service, because they don't come from the heart. If our prayers are true and they come from our heart, then the very pronouncement of his name should be serious to us. And when we say it with sincerity, with gratitude, and with charity. I was thinking as we went through Advent and the first of the year came, I was thinking of a theme, and the thought came to my mind. And we might have had this theme before, but it came to my mind quite a few times. And I believe it's from Psalm 126. And it goes, "Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. Unless the Lord keep the city, they watch in vain that keepeth. Unless the Lord is a part of our life, it's a waste of time. A true part of our life. And too many people in this day and age, we make up our own rules, or we think we can. And that is spiritual stupidity. We can't make up our own rules. Our Lord says, if you love me, keep my commandments, not keep your commandments. If we want the peace that we hear about at Christmas time, peace to men of goodwill, then we have to want God's will, plain and simple. And we must be willing to do whatever we need to do in order to do God's will. We play these games where we people please. And in people pleasing, we don't please God. And that's where we have to put things in right perspective, in right priority. God first, always first, always first. When we kneel down and pray in our morning prayers, and if you don't pray your morning prayers, you should. You start your day off with God and you plead for him to be a part of your day. You invite him to be a part of your day. And if you do, your day has a better chance of going well. And throughout the day, just like a friend would communicate with a friend, or a spouse with their spouse, communicates many times, so we communicate with God. A relationship with God is something that we must work on. We must endeavor to have. He wants to have a relationship with us. There's no doubt about it. Look at what he has done. He has come from eternity into time, united his divinity with our humanity, was born a babe in a manger, lived one with us, gave to us a gospel by which we should live, took upon himself the weight of our sins, suffered, died, and became victorious over death and the devil and sin for us, and invites us to follow him. But in order to follow him, we must deny ourselves, and we must take up our cross. We must want a relationship with him. We must call upon the name of the Lord sincerely, and if you do so, then you will be saved from the enemy. If you call upon the name of the Lord from your heart, then you will have goodness and you will have peace. And it's not just the mere mention of his name, but calling to him. So as we go on with this year, let us make that our endeavor, that the Lord is the main part of our equation, knowing that unless he's there, it's a useless day. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. Let us call upon him with sincerity, with hope, and with charity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.